AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The framework is in place for a nuclear deal with Iran. The agreement was announced today. The deadline for a final deal is the end of June. At the White House, the AP's Mark Smith reports President Obama says the results could be historic.
The president says if it's implemented, the deal sketched out in Switzerland would close off all of Iran's pathways to a nuclear bomb.
It is a good deal. A deal that meets our core objectives.
Plus, he says there'll be robust inspections.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it.
The framework has Iran cutting its uranium enrichment hardware by two-thirds and dismantling the core of its plutonium reactor. As compliance is verified, sanctions would come off. Obama says he knows critics in Congress will sound off about the deal, but he says it's far better than military alternatives he says would unleash a new Mideast war. Mark Smith at the White House.
Kenya's interior minister says the four al-Shabaab gunmen who attacked a college campus had strapped themselves with explosives.
90% of the threat has been eliminated, as I speak to you now, at a cost, a very, very heavy cost.
The attack on Garissa University College claimed 151 lives, including the four attackers. NCAA President Mark Emmert says they're taking a wait-and-see approach to proposed changes to Indiana's religious objections law. The NCAA is based in Indianapolis. Critics of the law fear it will lead to discrimination against gays and lesbians. Not guilty is the plea in Newark from New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. He's accused of accepting nearly $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a longtime friend in exchange for political favors. This is defense attorney Abby Lowell.
Prosecutors at the Justice Department often get it wrong. These charges are the latest mistakes.
The closing bell has sounded. The Dow finished up 65 points. This is AP Radio News. Shiite rebels in Yemen dealt a major blow to the Saudi-led coalition trying to stop them. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The Houthi rebels have seized the presidential palace in Aden despite coalition airstrikes targeting Yemen's commercial center the past 2 days. Still, Adel Al-Jubeir, the Saudi ambassador in Washington, says the coalition is achieving its objectives.
It will take a little bit more time, but we're determined to prevail in Yemen.
But Al-Qaeda expert Catherine Zimmerman at the American Enterprise Institute says time is not the issue. Land is.
The gains in Aden reduce the space that Saudi Arabia and other coalition forces would have to stage a ground offensive against the al-Houthis.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a nasty stomach bug has made its way to the U.S. More than 200 people have been sick since last May, most recently in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and California. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.